Hello, welcome to Season 4 Blitzcritters. Cap, take it away for the recap of the last episode.
Previously on, a pint of Cthulhu blessed our critters. After getting off the train and Jacob getting very angry at some pretentious beavers, we found our way into the juice shop of a pharmaceutical bear who was handing out juices of all different kind of... I don't know, how would you describe the juices, Matt?
Shit,
yeah, well, I mean, they weren't good. But apparently the bear was quite high at the time, so you can't really blame him. Anyway, the bear, predictably, decided to send us on a quest for honey. We came up with a plan to break down the dam, and we need the bear's help for that. We're going to turn a cannon, and we're going to take it in front of the dam, and we're going to blow the thing up. All we need is the bear to move the cannon, we need ammunition, and we need something to explode the ammunition with.
No, we've got a skunk for that.
Well, we can discuss that. But yeah, the bear wanted honey, if he was going to help us, and Jacob has communed with the bees. And we're about to find out whether or not he was successful.
Yes, that you are indeed.
Yeah, I still think this is a sting operation.
Oh, that's a shit joke, and you should be ashamed of it.
I liked it.
He said he still thinks it as if he made that joke before.
So he's been working on that week.
Damn it, that's my homework all just up in flames.
Good.
I better get a good grade for this.
I feel like that was a bit messier than my usual intros.
It's perfectly fine, as long as Cartman's still recording everything as usual.
Oh, yeah. I did do the clap at the beginning, I did pick up.
Good. You were talking to the bee. You'd just given your heartfelt speech.
I asked them kindly, I think. I was very reasonable about it.
Yeah, can you just recap me on what you asked them?
Well, I asked them for honey.
Right.
Yeah, I told them, look... Oh, God. Try and remember fucking what I came up with last
time.
Doesn't have
to be word for word, just the gist of it.
But yeah, so I said to them, look, we know it's hard out here in this wasteland. You're doing a damn fine job. You're making some really great honey there. We have no idea whether or not you want to keep that secret or not. So tell you what, give us some honey and we can either sing the praises of your honey to the rest of the wasteland or we can keep it as quiet as you like.
Soap stars, if you're listening, put on the filter again.
Sounds a bit like extortion.
Sounds a bit like extortion. Looking to do you a favour here, chaps.
Take our honey, keep it quiet.
Or take the honey and advertise it till your tiny little hearts are content.
Well, if we're the ones... Well, hang on. If we're the ones being paid money, to keep, or honey rather, to keep it quiet, aren't we the ones being extorted, chap?
Wait a minute. That badger's got a point.
That's not how it works. You're the one being extorted if you want honey for nothing. What do you get?
How does this work? I just asked you for honey. You can set your price. I'm not saying that we're not going to give you anything for it.
But if you're willing to give it for nothing, I mean, why don't you just give us some honey and we'll go our merry way?
Yeah, you haven't even told me if I passed that vibe check yet.
You would have passed it, yes, because otherwise it wouldn't have been a dialogue.
All right, then, give us the fucking honey, then.
I've had all this time to think of a suitable job, and I have yet to think of a suitable fucking job. All right.
Sounds like we're getting it for free, boys.
We need our queen.
That's fine, we can serenade a queen.
What?
What?
What do you think Matt just said?
He said he's going to go get the queen, as in the queen of the bees. I said, fine, we can serenade a queen of the bees.
What is this, seminate?
Serenade.
What part of any of that make... Okay. He said they need the queen, Cartman, and even if they did have one, I'm not sure why singing to her would be the done thing.
You can be a queen.
The queen has been... This bee will send up and not...
Alright, so I just successfully vibe checked like the fucking I don't know, the checkout boy. Do I need to speak to the manager?
The worker.
This isn't an upper management kind of situation.
Yeah. Okay. Look, we had this problem with the fucking beavers. Can I speak to the manager?
Is everything okay, Jacob? Is everything okay?
I'm working on it. I just I just need to find the bee in charge.
I just want to say, after being gone for quite a while, I seem to find that this is quite a fiasco. Dare I say, shit show.
Ah, Tukin, it's good to see you back there. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing quite good.
Just give me a second there, Tukin. I'm talking to a bee right now.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a long conversation. I'll enjoy a conversation.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, just, I'll be okay. Back. Don't worry. We're just in the middle of something. I'll see you in a second.
I'll just walk over here and kick this can.
Okay. Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
Anyway, the bee. Why does this bee not have the authority to give me honey?
It'll explain to you that the queen was taken, and if you want a good steady supply of honey, it asks that you return the queen first.
I feel like you're not respecting the vibe check.
I mean,
would they have agreed to it?
It's promised you honey. The vibe check was more the case to see if they would not attack you straight away, because they are protecting their hive.
Right.
They are a bunch of pissed off bees who have had their queen stolen and would have attacked on sight had you have not passed the vibe check.
Okay, big chap. Tell me more about the queen.
Oh, God.
Jacob sighs and just starts listening.
Ah, the queen! The queen! Taken by a weird thing in a ball.
I feel like you're making this up, wee man.
We are the
Can you be more specific?
Lollipop kid, lollipop kid. We are the lollipop kid.
You've been singing those adverts again, Birdman?
Right.
Do we need you to take 5 bats so you can figure out what you want?
No, I have a plan.
Uh-huh.
I just can't be asked to do it in the voice. The bee will explain to you that the queen was taken by the weird, creepy creature in a ball. It doesn't know what this creature is. It just know it took the queen to basically start its own hive and extort the bees to get free honey itself.
All right, lads, so we're dealing with some kind of ball monster, possibly a pocket-type monster.
Well, chap, do you happen to know...
Where is this monster?
Yeah. A pocket monster, dare you say?
Dare I say, a pocket monster. Can you describe the ball to me?
Okay. This bee will basically describe it as a small plastic kind of looking ball.
That checks out, yeah.
It's not approximate, is it?
To fit into a cannon of some degree.
I mean, we can make our minds up about that when we see it.
And there is some sort of weird creature running around inside it. They're bees. They're not the most intelligent things in the world.
That's fine. I don't need you to know what it is, just to give me a fair description.
And potentially a direction.
Oh, aye, that too. Yes. Tell me where it went.
I see we're on the same page here.
We'll split up.
No, we are not the scary gang. We're not splitting up and looking for clues.
Scary gang?
Zoinks, zoinks, man!
Go on, say it. I dare you.
I see what Karma's done there.
Well, I think you could have called them the Bat Gang.
Just
as
the
long
gang.
As you didn't say the dog's name.
No, because that's a trademark too. Even the abbreviated one, if you said the one word, that's a trademark too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Alright. He's been researching trademarks. Wait a minute.
This is kind of somewhat intelligent for Cartman. Well
this is
done.
A big brain. Damn.
So it'll essentially disguise the thing. It'll give you a description of the rough direction it went, and it seems to be into one of the other kind of like storeroomy areas back in the main building. It doesn't really know what this thing was. All it knows is that it was basically hostile to them. It came in, knocked them out somehow, and took the queen.
Adam, follow that ball then, lads.
It will take you basically to where, you know, roughly where it's meant to be. And for the sake of thing, we'll put you back on this one.
Excellent. Onward, chaps. Ah, Tooken, how you doing? Did you manage to sleep off your injuries all right in the train?
Yes. Yes. Very injured. I injured my bill, I believe. Or did I injure my... I clearly injured my leg.
Well, you got fairly beat up in that fight before the train. I'm not entirely sure what you injured, though.
Yeah, well, I did heal up when I was here. No, I've always been here, yes.
Yes, well, I'm glad to be able to have you back. Unfortunately, you have been replaced.
Oh.
Gertrude went scouting and found a secondary to him.
Oh. We don't need him anymore. Do you mind going ahead and getting rid of him? I'm clearly the superior to Ken.
Yeah, we never did need him.
We can't be so hasty.
They don't have your charisma.
Let the chap have his chance to prove himself, and we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, I see how it is. I'll go get myself a fake fucking badger then. That's what I'll do. You know what? Fuck you. That's what I say.
I missed you, Dick. Fuck off for quite some time during an adventure, but by all means.
I missed you, Dick.
The superior set.
Yeah. As you'll notice, there is an inflatable toucan.
It's still folded up in my backpack at the moment. I have to deploy the decoy toucan.
Can I blow a toucan? Let me see this toucan. I'm not going to get...
Make eye contact when you do it.
May I see this toucan that you've sold?
Sure, Gertrude's going to take the folded up, non-inflated decoy out of her backpack and go, here, look, it's you.
May I see it? I hold my hands out.
It's a small armband. It's not a full size toucan.
But it looks like a toucan. It's about his size. We discussed this last episode, goddammit.
I know. He wasn't here for that, though.
It's an inflatable toucan, you say?
He was in the train.
About the size of like an armband, because we are only foot tall creatures. It's basically a toucan. Yeah.
This sounds quite advanced. May I look at it? I've never heard of such a thing.
Here, I bought it out of the vending machine last episode.
Yes, it costs quite a bit of money.
Does he hand me the inflatable toucan?
Do you?
I'm just gonna wave it in front of your face.
I held my wing out.
Everyone said it's very expensive. I don't want to just hand it.
You should have just said so. I asked. You said here, and you acted like you were going to give it to me. I'm holding my arm out. Yeah. Well, if you don't want to give it to me, then it's okay.
I'm waving it.
I just wanted to inspect it. I am a know-it-all, as you know. That is my role. I like to know things I don't know.
It's just an inflatable decoy toucan.
You don't know. I'm quite advanced with electronics. I may be able to tell you more about it than you know.
If you want to blow up toucan, you'll have to pay for it yourself. We're not using it for that.
Yeah.
I have to pay for it myself. Have you guys not already bought it?
No, you'll need a separate one. We want this for... This one is not for that.
It's my decoy.
Good, sir.
This is not ours. Ah. This is Gertrude's.
I feel like you're all talking past each other right now.
You know what? I feel like we've wasted too much time on it then. Okay, well, if you don't want to show it to me, then don't show it to me. I understand.
Gertrude puts a decoy bag into her backpack. My precious.
I just whisper over Jacob. Is it a little creepy that he finds a representation of me he's really attached to an inflatable representation of me?
The whole thing was creepy from the start, but I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Alright, as long as we're on the same page there. Alright, let's continue.
Cool.
So, do we find this ball creature we're searching for? That's taking the queen?
Yeah,
Describe the scene, Matt.
I will, now you've had your little expedition.
Great, I want a whole paragraph of description.
A whole entire paragraph of description, well, fuck you.
Yes, I want to know the taste, the sound.
As this bee takes you basically back into the main building, it'll take you over to a somewhat damp looking... Well, not damp at all, it'd be dusty and...
Oh, the opposite of damp.
Yeah, I mean, this whole place is supposed to be dry, so as soon as I say damp, that's kind of a wrong way of saying it. It's dusty, it's dark, it's decrepit.
It's a cave.
No, it's a small little kind of cupboard of some sort.
Crevasse.
It does look like the control room for a, like, water slide sort of thing.
It's like the shop from before.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that if you'd like it to be that.
Yeah, that's got the control
room. You tell us.
Well, you seem to keep on putting things into my mouth, so I'm... Yeah, I mean, it could be like one of the old pump control rooms, one of the slide units. Obviously, it's been shut off for a long time. And you can hear a very sad, kind of very tiny harmonica. And a weird kind of almost skittering noise. The sound of reinforced metal kind of scraping along concrete.
All right, can we tell what it is with our ears?
Without opening the door, roll me a... What would it be? I guess it'd be an instinct. To try and get an idea of what this thing could be. I mean, you're not going to get a full picture of what it is, but you'll get maybe an idea of somewhat what's in there.
Can you do it? Who's that pocket monster? I rolled a 4. I pressed my ear up against the door.
Let's say as you press your ear up against the door, you kind of crack it open slightly, and you can just see the a metal glint of a ball just going skirting past.
This ball sounds like it's really solid. Is it like is it metal or is it plastic? What are we talking about here?
It's metal.
It's a metal ball.
Yep, reading the
just reading the rolling card. By itself.
I mean, there's something inside, but you can't quite get a good look at it because it's quite dark inside, and this thing seems to be going at quite a speed.
Ball for steel.
Okay, I second to the other guys. I'm like, wait, we're doing this quiet, or are we going in loud?
I have an idea, but it might be a bit stupid. Does anyone still have one of those quarter shields?
Yes.
Yes?
What's the plan, Badger Man?
That thing's moving quite fast. It is vaguely cannonball-shaped, yes?
I mean, it's spherical.
Yes.
And it's metal.
Do you think we can get it to ramp off of the coin? And launch itself into the back?
You're right, that was a stupid plan.
No.
Let me get this straight. You want to use a quarter to ramp this thing into the stratosphere.
I mean, I like the
We're
idea.
We're all weird sizes, okay? I'm a badger. That's a toucan. We're the same size. That shouldn't be correct.
I mean, I kind of like my quarter shield. It gives me 1 DR. So
I'm not saying you give it up. I'm saying you like Captain America. That shit. Wait, fuck.
Oh no, we've been so careful.
You know what? I don't regret it. I say you pass the mail that shit.
Fair play. 2 will pass it on for 3.
I'll take 2. I'm fine with that. I didn't know how else to explain that, to be fair.
But yeah, by the way, Toucan, as of area 2, it's now 2 will pass on for 3.
Oh.
Getting harder and harder.
That's what she said.
Sorry, what? Wait, what? What goes from 2 to 3?
Saying a brand or a real life kind of thing.
Yeah.
You take 3 damage?
No, you take 2 or pass it on for 3. Because it was only take 1 or pass it on for 2. Now it's take 2 or take 3.
Jesus.
Yep. These motherfuckers gave me the idea to make it stack.
But it's only by air, isn't it? Every air it goes up.
Yeah, not every episode area, not every episode. Dead.
How about I just kick the door open, point my keys at the ball as if they're a gun, and demand the queen.
You want to demand the queen.
That's a pretty brave accusation there, Mr. Rabbit. Let's just think about that plan for a second before you actually do the plan.
It's not an accusation, it's an interrogation.
Do we don't have any proof.
Is that what you want to do?
I mean, you just want
to we're either going to get I don't know where the queen is, or we're going to find out where the queen is.
I mean, you can hear the tiny little harmonica in the background.
We don't know if that's the queen yet, although I guess we do know.
Might be the caretaker.
I mean, you kind of get the idea.
The
that
bees
it would be.
They say about this
or for actually
queen,
getting some action done. Go ahead, buddy boy.
Surely the queen would be near.
We have, well, we're being unusually cautious about this ball.
Let's just go find
it. I mean, how, rightly so. I mean, if you want to stick your face
how about
inside.
This? How about Gertrude's got a plan? How about we wait for the ball to get close to the door and we use the door to trap the ball behind the door? Like, you know, on the hinge.
I think it'll just move out because it's a ball.
Yeah, but if you use all five of us to push the door, surely that's enough force, all five of us.
We'll have enough.
Yeah. But
you never squeeze the
ping
pong ball?
If you try to shove it behind the door, it would ping out, basically.
Yeah. That's all.
But what I'm hoping is that it will stay put, because using the strength of all of us, all five of us,
we'll get
a big enough scrap score.
Cartman, imagine you're holding a ping pong ball between your thumb and your forefinger. If you squeeze it real hard, it shoots out at speed. It doesn't stick.
Hang on, this is a metal ball.
I don't think it does that because it's plastic. I think it does that because it's a ball, bud.
I'm clipping that.
Yeah, Tuke, one last view.
Right, come on, let's just go fight this thing.
Okay, so we're going to go with the kick the door down and demand the queen.
Yeah, drop the ball!
Right. So, okay. Jacob gets his keys out of his little pack and he fashions them into the shape of a gun. And using his powerful hind leg, he kicks the door, points the gun towards the ball, and says, "Where is she? Where is she?"
Alright. So as you open the door, the ball suddenly comes to a sudden stop. And as you're watching it, the door's creaking over, you're watching this thing, it's building up speed in stationary location. Sparks are almost starting to shoot off this thing like a certain hedgehog.
I knew that was coming.
Oh no, even the DM can't say it too.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to.
That's a question. If the DM says a brand, does that mean the...
We've already had this conversation.
Yeah, it means... I mean, I'm going to try not to say it, but if it's like a really bad, shitty one,
say what?
Maybe...
If you focus up, I'm
going to
take 2 health off the boss.
I mean, fine, I guess.
Right, so I'm in the doorway, I'm pointing...
You heard it here, folks, clip that, he said that, it's in stone, he said yes, alright, it's in stone.
Shoot at the door, I mean, for the sake of like...
That's the ranger sounds like bowling pins.
And it's currently gaining momentum.
Good.
It's gaining momentum, and all of a sudden, it will ping off and crack you into place.
All right, so there must be a way for me to avoid that.
Unfortunately, so this thing is the hamster wrecking ball. HWB can burn 3 times grit to build X amount of speed. Upon release, HWB automatically hits up to X enemies, inflicting XD scrap damage to the first one. So, burns 3, gets 3 speed, hits 3 enemies, 3 times D scrap.
No, so it's just burnt 1 and it's hitting me?
No, it's starting with you and then it's going to hit 2 others. But as it hits the others, it will remove 1D per turn. So it's basically a chain effect.
I thought it hit X enemies.
Yeah, if it burns 3, it hits 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what are you burning this time?
This is great.
On my fart
build. 3, i.e. burns 9. Yeah, so if it builds up 3 or more speed, or burns, you know, i.e. burns 9 grit or more, in one case, it can hit all targets, like, in a far out range. As you are standing by the door, It's going to go for Jacob first, because he's right there. Who is kind of behind Jacob?
You know, I'm going to play my part and take a hit. I'll say Kalaris is squaring
up. Yeah, I'm behind Jacob as well, because I was wondering about the plan.
Everyone behind Jacob, apparently.
We have to be the squishy protectors here.
I'm basically behind Gertrude trying to grab the decoy out of his pocket.
I'm going to slap your hand away as like a reflex though.
Well, hold on. So, Cap, you only take one. However,
the ball comes flying at Jacob's face and he manages to duck out of the way just enough that his ear gets a little bit clipped by this.
The passive of this, however, is HWB's ball is made of reinforced metal, inflicting 2 stun on any target who gets hit. So for the next 2 rounds, you will be stunned.
What does that mean? Does it mean I can't do anything?
He can choose to burn grit and immediately stun him?
Yep.
That's horrendous.
This thing is a little bastard. However, Jesus. I will point out, it cannot do it very often. I'll put the...
Okay, can I ask one question? Is that stun effect, is that... one, does it accumulate? And 2, does it affect the second row?
Yes.
It doesn't, okay.
So I'm stunned by 2.
Who was next? Kalara said you were next, right?
Yeah.
No, so you take 2. Yep. And you're also stunned for 2. And Cartman, you will take 1.
I got a quarter shield with 1 DR.
No, doesn't.
I've also got the quill with 1 DR.
Count?
I've got 1 quill.
Yeah,
I got a quill
DR would
DR
count
DR1.
In this instance.
Okay, I take no damage then.
And I've also got my quills as well, so I technically got DR 2.
Okay, so let's roll me a D100. If it's over 50, you are stunned. If it's under 50, you're not.
Oh,
do I do that also?
Yeah.
Is it just them two that were hit? Because I did say I was
just
behind.
Just those two. Right. Just okay. Because it only did... burned 3 grits, hits 3 enemies.
Alright.
Okay, so Gertrude's stunned. Claris is not. Jacob is...
I'm stunned 1 turn. Right.
Yeah, you know what? I'd say that's fair, considering you didn't technically take damage from it. Although, even though Cap only took 1... It still was a direct hit, it doesn't have damage resistance. I'll have to query this with the actual creators, because I'm curious if FDR would make any difference. So everyone, roll me your scurry and let's get this combat under.
That's great. Question, can I deploy my Toucan decoy for this combat?
Nah. You can.
You're going to deploy the decoy? Yeah, perfect.
Hear me out.
Perfect.
So what I want the decoy to do is to basically add a turn order, so that basically I want it to have to be hitting the decoy more than us.
I would say...
He can hit multiple, so I don't know how much that works.
I would say the decoy can really only take a hit, and it would be something that you put down after or as you are about to be hit that would negate that attack.
Oh, okay, so it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, because essentially instead of you being hit, you can throw this thing down and not take the hit.
That makes me feel like I should have put it down before the fight, but yeah, I'll hold out for now, then I'll keep
my attack.
Oh,
money's at 1. Yeah.
We didn't expect it just to come out
2
and smack
it
with its.
Well, that's the whole kind of point of this thing. Have you rolled your scurry for me, Carmen?
Yes, 6.
6, very nice. Right, so let me get those in order. This thing is going first, but just before you have your... lovely bit of combat.
Hack, what is that over in the corner?
You hear a very familiar voice that you've all seemed to be... well, at least you should have all gotten used to by now. The postman turns up, looking a little bit dirtier than usual.
Jake is unconscious, he can't do it.
You got a dirty sack.
Gertrude's stunned, you can't do it.
Oh my god, he got bigger.
And it perches itself upon Jacob's unconscious form.
Would you like me to do it?
I'm going to melt another postman here.
Yes, Toucan, it is your turn to roll us up a very nice ad.
All right. Saddle up for flavor with Donkey Nuts Tennessee Whiskey. From the rugged hills of Tennessee comes a whiskey so bold, so smooth, it kicks like a mule and lingers like a legend. Introducing Donkey Nuts Tennessee Whiskey, the spirit that puts the yee in your eye and a whole lot of kick in your glass.
Did you make that one up, or was that an AI?
So, I came up with the name. And shut up. I told Matt I wouldn't do it all the time. I actually came up with this one a while back, and the next one will be 100% me, but I can't think of a shit ton of them.
I appreciate your honesty.
This one, the words, the name Donkey Nuts was definitely me. I just put up, make an advertisement for Donkey Nuts Tennessee Whiskey. And it's
pretty good.
Yes, pretty good. I liked it. I liked the whole kick in your glass. I was like, I had to put the yee in your haw and kick in your glass. Damn, that's good.
So, is this a full bottle of whiskey?
Well, consider we're in like an apocalypse. It's up to you whether it's weather.
The amount of whiskey should depend on the quality. Higher the quality roll, better the whiskey.
It's coming in the mail, so it could be like little sealed shot glasses. Tasters.
Could be.
This is down to you right now. Are you saying this is a full bottle?
It's a bubble.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go with a full bottle, but how much is in it? I'm going to leave up to you, because I said we're in the apocalypse. So, whether or not...
Well, I can easily answer that one by, say, roll me a D100, and then it's the percentage of what you have in it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a full bottle, and I'll roll a D100. Does that sound
there? Okay.
Oh my god. So there is a shot in there. I rolled a 6 for people at home. There's 6%. There's a little bit.
It's basically a
little bit
of whiskey
in there. Yeah, it's practically empty. But the essence. It's the essence of Donkey Nuts whiskey in there.
Okay. Considering a whiskey bottle can be anything from like a. Bigger bottle or a smaller bottle? What kind of size are you talking about here? You know,
one y'all would know. Do y'all know?
Hey,
I can't say the name.
For this, I will let you say a name because I'm getting an idea of how big this damn bottle is.
I swear to God, if you turn on me, I'm gonna say like a bottle of Crown Royal.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh my goodness! So that's what gets us Americans good and fucked up. That's what gets us good and fucked up down here. Let me tell you.
I'm thinking of a bottle of Jack Daniels. Or like,
yes, Cartman, it's about the
I
same.
I said our deck too can have it. I didn't say that you have it.
Come on.
Oh, don't do that. Don't. Come on.
That's a little bit of a hump.
That was shitty. Come on, Matt. Don't do that.
I was fucking with it. I'll let you say it's a JD bottle size then.
So it's about the same. Well, a bottle of Crown Royal is about the same as a JD bottle. So they're very
similar.
They're different shapes.
That's a big SP then.
They're the same shape. I mean, that's not the same shape, but about the same amount.
Fair. Well, I mean, if not in this bottle, there's not.
No. If a full bottle will be the same, yeah. So, wait, 750... How much is in it?
Due to the size of the bottle, I'm going to have to say it's going to be a high SP.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one. Got one SP, is fair.
I'm curious. With this being an actual alcohol, how this could actually roll with the help of the grit?
It's a sliver of alcohol.
Because like with like this SP like Fallout, we could have a negative attribute. Like
Cartman, I'm not giving you Fallout, man.
What?
I'm not giving you that one.
Nah, I'll give you that one. Fair enough. Take
two.
Two
or three.
No,
let
I'll
me
take
know.
Two myself.
Cool. So, I'll say it's an SP of 6. It's a bonk of a D10 if you use it as a weapon. Health? A D6, because you have 6%. That seems like a good idea. Grit. You know what? I'm actually going to say it's a minus grit.
That would make
sense. Alcohol. A minus 4. On grit.
Just minus 4 or minus a D4?
I'd say a minus 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like good work.
And how much SP was it?
Minus SP of 4. Oh, SP of 6. So it's a big fucking bottle.
I can't
compared to a small creature.
What the hell am I gonna do? I have 5 SP total!
Just share it at the end.
Do I just like drag it around, or we just stare at it? Look at this. This is our new lawn ornament. I found it, and it sits here.
I had this problem last episode.
You can go back in the train.
Yeah, we can put it in the train. We've got some storage space in the train.
Yeah. Well, you can pick it up after this battle, if you want. Or you can work a way of finding a way of getting a plus one SP and having it as a weapon for the said battle.
We drown the creature in the ball the booze.
I'm going to need some help carrying this thing out of here, because Toucan don't do no weight heavy duty stuff. I'm the thinker, not the carrier, you know.
Toucan, I had this problem last time with my amazing decoy. You can make yourself a backpack.
That you can. We can do that after the battle.
Yeah. We'll get to the finding things after the battle, I guess.
I will say, if you want to use it for this, then you can, but if you want to use it further forward, you have to find a way of carrying it.
I just imagine, like, a famous, very hard game RPG out there that you die a lot, quote-unquote, if you could figure it out, with a giant sword and you can't wield it. The strength stats, so you're just carrying it around, just dragging it in the dirt. That's just me with this bottle of with alcohol, like, come on, let's go, come on, God.
It's not like a string, you all just carry it like a sled.
Good okay. Do. Fight first, that later.
Right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Cap is unconscious for 2. It's gonna go and ping itself at Kalaris. It has a D12 of scrap. So,
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's a tanky little fucker. 6. Can you beat a 6?
With a scurry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can. Let's see. Plus 2 on it. Oh, I meet it.
Are you spending 2 grit?
How much grit have I got?
No, she has plus 2 to George.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough then. I'd say you can... Now, this is something we actually, listening back to some of the other episodes, we did mix this around a bit. At one point, we said it was the attacker that gained the advantage, and the other one, we said it was the defender that gained advantage.
Normally, for
no, there's no advantage, Shem. She just has a plus 2 modifier to dodge.
No, not advantage, but if it meets it, beats it. It's like
in the player's advantage.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I would assume it's whoever rolls last.
Well, it depends, because it's...
The first roll sets the goal. The second one to roll meets it. So meets it, beats it would imply whoever rolls second beats it.
That's a good challenge.
Yeah, I think that's a solid interpretation.
Fair enough. Alright, so it will go after you. It will miss and it will ping back again. Still to be unconscious for the first round. Kalaris is your attack.
Right. After the hamster wheel of doom bounces off the bone Kalaris is holding like a baseball bat, he decides to try and hit it as hard as he can with said bone. I forget the baseball word for doing
bone
it. Home run
bone.
Roll me.
Yep, scrap. Just finding it. What are these? Ephrobore. That's a 10.
Ooh. Now can it scurry out the way?
It's
no, it cannot. Does it have any damage?
Is that a D12 on scurry?
Yep.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
It has
that's
a DR of 3, so what is it going to be?
Right, so D10 for my scrap, D8 for the bone itself, and then a 1, and then poison as well, so...
I'm going to say because this thing is inside of a metal ball, it won't have the poison.
Fair enough.
But you do the 8 because the 3 is negated.
The 3 is from the bone hitting it. The poison damage is just 1.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
at the end.
You rolled a 3.
Yeah, that's from my scrap, and then the 1d8 is from the bone, and then plus 1 for the damage.
Yeah, so as I say, you'll get the 8 because it negates 3 because it's got minus DR.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I thought you were going to get it.
But because it's inside of a metal bowl, you're not connecting with it, you're connecting with the bowl.
Fair enough.
Right. Gertrude was unconscious for this one. Tukin, it's your turn.
Okay. So, you said I can use the donkey nuts, right? Can I use it as a weapon?
Yes.
Can I try to
hit
it?
I would say you can use it as a weapon.
But I bet you would, since how big as it is, would I do a strength roll? Was it no?
Well, you see, I was going to say a scrap, but because you haven't got the SP for it at the moment, I would have said maybe at a disadvantage. Sound fair?
Can I do a noggin roll, not to see if I can wield it, but to see if I can find a efficient way to wield it to avoid disadvantage?
It's not so much.
I mean, like, I'm still having to roll scrap to attack. The noggin roll would be just to see if I could find a way.
Well, the efficient way of doing it would be to have the SP to fit it.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially. So. I don't think so on this occasion, to be honest, because it's more of a fact that it's not an efficient way of holding it or using it, it's the fact that you just haven't got the space to really carry it right now. So to do that would basically mean to just drop the stuff that you have and find a way of having an extra SP to use it. It's not...
Can I just...
If you know get what, a max... If you get crit on your if you're on a noggin check, I'll let you do it.
What would happen if I get a 1? Oh, that'd probably be bad. Because if I get a 1, I get stunned for the round. Ooh. You know what? Forget it. Disadvantage is crap. I'll go with it. Go with the normal with that.
Right, well, roll me the 2 and then...
That's a 2. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's 12. Yeah, you miss. Maybe the fact is you just cut the thing up.
Come on!
Manny Manure, what are you gonna do?
It's one of the. He's just gonna be able to running forward, just trying to anything more to block away from it running as much as possible towards my own boot. But basically, just whack it with the trowel a little bit, but. Be in the way of anything. So.
Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, well, that's an actual one. So. What does he do, ladies and gentlemen? How does he.
I think he said his catchphrase.
I mean, if you want to use your catchphrase, you can use it now.
Catchphrase equals reroll.
Yeah. Alright, and so I do get 2 uses in my catchphrase.
There you go.
To remind myself which part I think it is.
Yeah, I keep forgetting there's a catchphrase in this.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's time to remove the butt plug and go for the second whack on the back.
Go on then, second wind.
I completely forgot we can use the catchphrase.
Oh yeah.
Do I know what my catchphrase is?
3. Go on then.
Don't use it yet.
No, it won't be using it. Actually, yeah. Don't say it until you use it. Keep it simple.
There are a few limits. Like, you're only certain. What, you're only allowed to use your catchphrase once per episode? Or something like that? Or twice?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you what your stats are. Some can use it twice, so most people can use it once.
Yeah, boy.
Seven damage. Okay, so. That's 4 because it's got a 3 DR. And it puts it down.
I'm trying to see if I can find, like, as it's rolling about, try to see where, like, the compartment to open it up.
I mean, good luck with that. It's going to be quite hard to do that.
Stop it.
It doesn't actually have a thing for it here. It's going to spend 3 more grit. So, 7, 6, 5. And it's going to do what it did before, so it's going to auto-hit. It's going to do low-level damage, so don't worry too much. we're going to go down Kalaris. No, Manny, because, yeah, Kalaris, Manny, and Gertrude hasn't hit it, so probably go for Toucan instead.
Gertrude, I was going to say, Gertrude still
standing. I resent that. I think you should choose another.
Right, so the D3 goes to Jay, that only does the one. So you have DR resistance, don't you?
Yep, I have three.
I'd say you're stunned for at least one. Purely because, again, I'm not too sure how that really works in the grand scheme of things. We'll find out. Manny Manure is on a D2. Do you have DR? I'd still say you're stunned for one. And Toucan, do you have DR?
I have three.
Okay, so pretty much everyone apart from Gertrude for this round is stunned. Gertrude, what are you going to do, basically? Because everyone else is stunned.
But everybody's back the next round, so there's no point trying to aid them because they're going to do it something. I might as well go in with my shaving razor.
Go for it.
Go for scrap. That's a D10 for me. For fuck's sake. Nope.
Oh.
That didn't happen. Because did you know before she made that terrible attack, she said, "People call me Gertie," which is my catchphrase.
A shit catchphrase.
It is a bit shit, but okay.
I got a seven.
That's a seven. Can this thing beat it? It can. You miss. So it's now going to wake. It's basically now going to do its turn. Everyone should be awake by the end of this one, but because you attacked it, it's going to go after you as a D12. That's 11. It will be 11.
Let me roll my scurry and see. Okay, actually, yes, I can. So I'm going to burn 3 grit. So I got 11, and that meets it, beats it, as I'm going against you.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair.
So
okay.
I can burn 3 grit, yep, sorry then.
Right, everyone else is now awake. Let me just take the little red dots off.
Jacob, getting to his feet. He's seeing stars. He bats a postman away from him. And he looks up towards the ball. Right. Have we made any sort of dent in this ball at the moment?
It's about halfway.
Can I see anything that might indicate like an entrance? Something that might be like a keyhole to get into the ball?
It's going to be moving too fast to really see that. If you could potentially get 2 or 3 people to maybe jump on it, maybe?
I will help you, Jacob, don't worry.
I will use my portal as a ramp.
Right, well, we've got Kalaris and Gertrude both on sixes. Tokens on a 4, so those are the 3 that would go after me.
I would need, let's say.
Right, can I say? Can I suggest that we try and stop this bastard from spinning?
Yeah, if you want.
So if I was to maybe like shift my turn until after Tokens, and let them all try and tag team it or team stop it, I don't know.
I think if Gertrude and I.
Sir, understand what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've never seen a TTRPG people shift their initiative roll back. Can you do that?
That happens sometimes. Yeah.
I've seen that happen. I'm not saying you can. I mean, it's not disadvantage. Disadvantageous, really. But at the same time.
Yeah, you can hold for like a reaction and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's useful.
It's not written in here.
I don't know if it's written in Blister Curse. It is written in a lot of games, including the Dragon game I cannot name.
I mean, it's absolutely up to yourselves if this is a valid move to make.
I'm for it, but obviously it is.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that's okay. Purely because it's not written that you can, it's not written that you can't, so...
So Jacob, with stars in his eyes, he's just going to point towards the ball and go, "Would everybody stop fucking around and stop that bastard from spinning?"
Gertrude, if you and I both dug our claws into the seam, we might be able to hold it down.
You're going to want sixes.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay,
always,
for a scrap, right?
A scrap,
yeah.
I got 8.
Cool.
You want me to?
Yep. I got an 8 as well, buddy.
2 8s.
Nice.
And you need three Roden! Sixes.
Yeah.
Manny's got a turn as well.
Yeah. Well, there's only three people were doing it, weren't they?
Well, I mean,
Manny, what's your scrap, Manny?
My scrap is...
It doesn't have to be three. It could be. I mean, I just pointed at it and told them to stop it spinning.
Alright, well, I wanted three to do it, but say if two can fail, then you have Manny Manure as an option.
Okay, because I can only roll a d6. So I'd have to get a 6.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
Well, to be fair.
Beak me! Which is my catchphrase.
Roll again.
Damn it!
Two and a three.
Yeah, mine's beak me!
Right. Manny Manure, can you get the last 6?
Can't hold it for too long, chaps.
Oh, crit.
I shall use my catchphrase again. Because I get
really?
2 uses. Yeah, I get 2 as the chatter.
Oh, God.
It's time to remove the butt plug.
I'd really rather you didn't. How many times?
Oh, like,
how
it's
many
like
butt plugs
extra.
Do you have to remove?
Oh, that's a nat 1. So, yeah, no way in hell have you caught this thing. It slips out of your hand.
That was a nice try. The ball bounces out of the hands of everybody. Jacob's just going to try and fire in there with his keys and see if he can break it.
Go on then.
Right, so we're going for our scrap. Now, I'm rolling a 4 here. I'm going to burn some grit on that before it hits its scurry.
Right, so it's got a 5 if you want
to... Alright, well, thanks for letting me know how much grit to burn. I'm only going to burn... In fact, I'm going to burn 2 so that I actually get it.
Yeah, you'd have to burn 2.
So, yeah, I'll burn my 2 grit. Get that grit down.
I'll be honest, I completely forgot I could burn grit. I should just fucking burn grit. God damn it.
It's right, it's been a while too, because you've been away for a little bit. Go on then, what's your damage?
So it's going to be 5 plus...
So 2.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Those keys sure are strong, Christ.
They're strong when they hit, yes. So that's, 18? Or is it 3 damage?
Scratch the ball.
17. Yeah, so it's 3DR, isn't it?
Yeah.
17 points of damage.
Yeah, okay, tell me how you kind of kill this thing inside the ball.
So the ball's spinning, it's building its momentum, and the three of them all try to grab it. It knocks the toucan away. Oh no, but Manny's there. He gets in there, he tries to save the day, and the ball just keeps spinning and fires everybody away from it. Jacob, just pointing at the thing at the moment, directing everybody, flicks his keys back into his hand from the position they were at when he was unconscious. He gets back onto his hind legs, pushes himself forward at an incredible rate of speed, and he manages to flick the key ring so that each one of the keys hits with increasing momentum, cracking the ball open at the points where it was already hit by Kalaris's bone.
Nice. You've got to crack this thing in two. The critter inside is essentially turned to paste at the sudden stoppage of this thing. Well, no, better yet, as you crack it open, this thing is flung out and hits a wee with a splat.
Nice.
Wait, there was something inside of it?
Oh, yeah, there was a hamster inside of it.
Poor
little heavy ball.
You have now turned the hamster into jam on the side of a wall.
But we
can I can I grab the hamster by the neck and shout in its face, "Where is she?"
I mean, that thing is nothing but jam now.
All right, it's dead. I'm just shouting at a dead hamster. Where is she?
You're shouting at jam.
You're holding up just the head, like there's no body below it. Where is she?
Like it's still twitching.
I don't know about you, lads. I'm getting no answers out of this thing.
Okay, can we hear the harmonica still?
You have it dead to rights.
But
can we still hear the harmonica?
I mean, you could just go into the fucking room. It's a small room.
Alright, we'll go into the small
room. I don't know. Sketchier things have happened in small rooms.
I'm going to stay here and interrogate this hamster a little longer.
I'll help you. You hold him down, I'll beat him.
We're going to come back to Cooper for mini hamster.
Well, the three of you go inside into this damp room. There's the remains of the old pumps just kind of sitting, like, lifelessly. And yeah, inside of a very tiny cage is the queen bee.
Can we pick up the cage with the queen bee inside it? We
only excuse me, Gertrude. This is a queen. I bow.
Hey, no, you're outside interrogating the dead hamster.
Yeah, so he's only Kalara's magic.
Hello, geez, man. We've been...
Oh, great. We've sent in the least charismatic people in to talk to a fucking royalty.
Yeah, indeed. Apologies, ma'am, we've been sent to escort yourself back to your hive.
Gertrude, we were promised the whole cage and start walking it out.
Alright, Clara, throw me a vibe at major disadvantage.
I'm already not good with
vibes. What's major disadvantage?
I'd say it's like, I don't know, like a minus
roll three dice.
Oh yeah, roll three dice.
Let's see if I can hit a one.
That's a three.
Don't look then.
As you're just about to launch into this very respectful speech, Gertrude just comes over and just yoink, swings the cage wildly as it leaves the door.
You know, technically the bees made a deal with a bunny rabbit and not a porcupine. She might get stung to death if we're lucky.
Why do we need to talk when we just carry the cage?
Make sure we get paid, but I don't. Imagine that would be too much of a problem. Go right ahead.
That's great. Gertrude's just going to carry on walking back to the honey store with the cage proudly above her head.
Well, hold on. Whilst you lot are inside doing this, what are the other two doing outside with the corpse of the hamster?
Well, I mean,
got them on the stretcher board, like where they stretch the limbs out.
Yeah, Token's holding the.
We're getting close.
Token's holding the postman down as well, and Jacob's about to shove this hamster up the postman's arse. And then he's
you'll
interrupted.
Talk, I swear.
Postman is wildly into it.
What have I walked into
couldn't
today?
Couldn't be happier.
You know what you need to add to the postman next then, don't you?
No, because I had plans, but at the time after that, perhaps.
Yeah, so Jacob sees...
It has to be now.
Jacob sees Gertrude coming out with a bee in hand, and Jacob's like, oh, crap, gonna have to interrupt this. Says,
we just look like we just got caught in the act. Yeah. Like,
he just throws the hamster's head away. Pretends that he wasn't doing anything. Sorry, shuffles up to Gertrude and stops her.
Like the body behind me, and I'm like kicking the body under the rug, like with my hands behind my back, like there's nothing here.
Hides the whip.
He wipes the blood off his hands and he goes to the bee and he bows graciously and says, Your Majesty, I appreciate you granting us this moment. I know your time is precious. We need to get you back to the hive.
I just want to know, does Gertrude even stop to let us talk to her or does he just walk right past us?
I mean, Gertrude, I would kind of just walk right past you because all I'm doing is getting the bee back to the... Back to it. So I'm on my mind, my imagination. I'm thinking like I'm walking past Jacob, with the cage above my head.
Jacob just starts. Jacob's just following, trying to.
That's it. Yeah. But I'm just sort of walking past you guys. Bee's going back to Honeyland.
First off, Your Royal Majesty, Your Royal Majesty, I need to apologise for my pack. They didn't mean to cause a disturbance, especially not the porcupine that you are currently on top of. They didn't mean any disrespect. Your hive is fine. We can get you there post haste.
Should we open the cage?
No. Oh, a very high pitched voice. You're here.
That is not amused.
No, it's okay. It's okay. They're a good grip. They're a good grip, really.
I would love, like, even though you did an actual voice for the other bees, this one's like, and with the high pitched voice, she goes, buzz, 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 buzz. Like, oh no, she's stupid! Oh god! All that.
And that is where we'll end this episode for today. Thank you very much for listening. Anyone who is still listening, that is. You can find us on all the socials, look in the description below. And yeah, until next time, bye-bye.